This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
My big sister and I are so excited to introduce our new podcast to you. Trading Pages is a wonderful
podcast. Tradingpages.pantspending.com.
Hold on, I'm not there yet. A podcast where two sisters sit down and talk about their love for surrealist novels, manga,
No. We're talking about romance, meet cutes, daring acts of love.
A new plan. Each week we convene online, despite being 2,500 miles away, to willingly have sibling spats about our taste in books.
Each week, we assign each other a book outside of our comfort zone, and then the next week, we
tear it to shreds.
No, we discuss what we liked, what we didn't like.
Usually that one.
Bronwyn. And then we give each other a new book so we can start all over again. We have a 2-week schedule so listeners can read along if they like.
We are part of the Pants Pending Studios Entertainment Network.
Find Trading Pages at tradingpages.pantspending.com or find us wherever you get your podcasts. Bronwyn, what are you doing?
Hold on. I'm texting Mom to apologize for our content this week. Again.
Oh, no.
Listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
There's a girl sucking
Mom.
Dick for less than a degree. Let me tell you that.
Get ready for the social hour.
World Studios in Spokane, Washington. This is The Social Hour. On today's show, musician Nathan Chartrey and Sophie Tomey returns for the news. And now your host, contacting Marvel to see if they'd be interested in making a Brown Panther movie, Deese Cassius.
Mull of Keen, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Deese. Thank you for coming around for another episode. We appreciate you guys back in studio with us. The always funny, talented, my BFF, Sophie Tomey. How you doing?
I am good.
Thank you. I told you guys she'd be back eventually. And here she is. She's with us tonight. So glad you could be here. Good to see you as always.
Me too. It feels good.
It feels good. It feels right.
Yeah.
Just feels right. So yeah, thanks for being here. Like I said, Sophie is going to be here as often as she can. Whenever that is, you'll know because you'll hear her voice. And if you don't, then she's probably not here. That's how it's going to work. And also in studio, our guest tonight, musician Nathan Chartrey. Nathan, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. Thanks for being here. I feel like this keeps, I keep hearing less of you and then more of you.
I have a very soft voice.
Oh, there you go. Fucking musician, man. Belt that shit out. Let it ride.
I'm doing great.
Oh, you ready, Spokane? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're talking. Yeah. Let's get this shit. Yeah, fucking news. That kind of party has stuck my dick in the mesh. All right, guys. We have a great show planned for you. Again, you're going to kind of feel this is kind of good. I've been doing a lot of one-on-one stuff, so this is going back to a little more of what you are used to in the past. Before we get into it, I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about some things that have been going on in my life. And just kind of I used to have these weekly, every week I would kind of talk about what has occurred and some of the craziness. And I got so busy that I stopped kind of taking note of a lot of things. And I'm probably busier than ever, but in different ways. And I've been kind of really absorbing life in a whole new aspect recently. And one thing especially that hit me So I've been sleeping well. That's coming back. And I had to get up and return a rental car after I was on the road for a couple of days. And I stopped at a Maverick gas station, which is basically like a mini Walmart, but somehow more white trash. Like, more fucking miraculously, they're able to top them out. You know, it's like, you know, do you have, you know, 1/18 the square footage of a Walmart, but want to be more white trash? Come to a Maverick. And like, I pull up to get gas. And as I pull up, like, literally, I go and I'm just like, I'm tired, I'm out of it. And I'm like, all right, I just want to like get some gas. It's like 9 a.m, which it's about the time I get up, but I've also been sleeping really shitty. So I'm like, oh my God. And I walk up to the gas pump. And I want to actually play this for you. This is what occurred at the gas pump. I walk in the
gas. I've never been getting gas and thought, you know what this experience is missing? Shitty pop music.
This is blaring.
Thanks, Maverick.
This music is blaring from the goddamn gas pump I'm getting gas at.
Down.
Like, this fucking shitty 14-year-old retarded girl gas, like music is at this gas pump. And I'm sitting there listening to this. I'm like, who is Maverick's demographic? Like, what's their average age just pulling up and getting gas there? 13, 13 and a half? Like, probably adults that have never heard this fucking song. And like, what do they think my relationship with this gas pump is going to be? Like, how long am I committed to this gas pump? Like, that I need a soundtrack. Like, I need to feel like an empowered, emboldened girl who just got my period and has to have an uncomfortable conversation about feeling not so fresh with my mother. Like, what the hell is happening at these gas pumps? Like, I mean, really, what do they think? That I'm going to be on the other side of town and I'm going to look down and I'll be like, my gas light's on. You're like, I got to get gas. But that Maverick across town has some music going. I gotta get to that Maverick. Like, I gotta make sure I get to that Maverick.
The new Katy Perry album's out.
Right, yeah. Like, what do they think these people, like, is there a necessary where there's ones, this happens in bigger cities a lot, but also around here, you'll see ones that actually have little TVs with, like, news broadcasts that also don't really apply to anything happening in your life. You know, I'm like, unless you're telling me about what's happening on pump 7 where I'm at right now, I don't know how anything you tell me in the 87 seconds I'm at this gas pump is going to affect my life. Like, I really don't understand the relationship they want. Do they want me to pull up a recliner and watch the rest of this news broadcast?
Buy,
like,
more gas.
Yeah, do I subscribe to the channel?
Because it turns off, right, when you, like...
No, it's just on the whole time. It just keeps going.
I know the ones, like, I've been to a couple, like, as soon as you start pumping gas, like, the guy starts talking to me on the TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, a celebrity will endorse something, like, yeah. Thanks, Rob Lowe. I didn't know I needed this.
As soon as the gas is out, which I only put, like, $3 or $5 in my thing anyways.
Yeah.
So
right.
It's just like, all right. Done.
I didn't get to watch very much of that news, man. Well, if Rob Lowe's endorsing it,
I'd sit and watch. I'd pull up a chair for that.
He's dreamy. I'm like, what do these people think that we need? It's like, I went to Buffalo Wild Wings not long ago, and they're just like pumping in crappy pop music into Buffalo Wild Wings, which, like, is a sports bar, right? And like, I'm like, who do they think is coming here into the sports bar watching UFC?
Yeah, like, but if you think about it, guys are going there with their girlfriends, and the girlfriends have no interest in what's on TV, so they're like, we might as well, like, meet them halfway and just give them the shittiest music.
Give them some T-Swift or whoever is. Yeah, I'm like...
Put them in a trance when they're walking.
Right, yeah, just like, here we are. You go. Just go sit in the corner and talk about fucking Jonathan Taylor Thomas or whoever. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a little out of touch.
I haven't heard that forever.
He's still hot, right? Yeah, it's like, there's some things... I get technology, we have the ability to... But there's some things where it's like, this is just... We don't need this, right? We don't need to know... We don't need to be listening to this music all the time. or the radio in general. I don't even know what this song is. Like, maybe if I got to pick a song, if you were like a jukebox and I could come up and pick a song, you know, then at least I get to, you know, you're just, all you're making me do is not want to be at your gas station because you're forcing me to listen to shitty music. I would rather have to talk to some meth addict at a gas station down on Sprague and potentially fight a hooker than have to listen.
I didn't mean to clear my throat when you said hooker.
I was like, call me. Yeah, it's this unnecessary. I've been just out, even in the pandemic, I've been out more. I just realize these little nuances that, like, they force us living in this society. Like, oh my God, I don't need this in my life. I don't know. Maybe I should have stopped. I shouldn't have quit drinking. I should start drinking again. It's the only thing.
Brought to you by Maverick.
Yeah. Brought to you by Maverick. 2-for-1 PBRs. Drink, drive on your way home. have you guys ever experienced these though? You said there's one where while you're pumping gas.
Yeah, like as soon as you pay for it or whatever, and you start pumping gas, like the man on the TV comes on and then starts
so
like
weird.
Yeah, whatever the commercial is or something stupid.
What if you're in a tanker truck and like does he run out of stuff and he's just filibustering? He's like,
just staring at the TV like, what's this guy still fucking doing here?
Yeah, it's like, I ran out of stuff to talk about, man.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have talked so fast. I wasted all my good material up front.
Do you take the pump out again and put it back in so my thing can restart?
Yeah, I get paid per time it starts, so you're kind of killing my buzz here, man. I can only use so much time. Sophie, have you ever seen these things?
Yeah, I've seen ones with the news for sure, and then I've seen ones where it's like an advertisement where I think they just repeat, like instead of starting when the gas thing starts, it's just like, hi, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But did you know about car insurance? I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of car insurance. I'm here in a car.
Yeah.
I have car insurance. It's like they're just advertising to you. And it's like, I'm already here giving you money. How much money do you, like, what? How much consumerism can we combat? Dude, it's like a turducken of consumerism.
I feel like it's like a big thing, too, of like why society today is so like ADD. Like a regular gas station is just fine. But they like need to feel like they're going the next step of like entertainment.
Right.
It's like,
going
this isn't even entertaining. Like,
yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah. I'm watching it because I'm standing here, but not because I need it.
Yeah. I don't want to. That's why I like gas stations in Southern California, in LA specifically, because they're like borderline hostage situations, essentially. Like you drive up, you know, it's already dangerous because you're in LA. So it's, you know, you're putting your life on the line just being out there. Mm. You drive up, the prices are outrageously expensive. You know, you have to pay before you pump because they don't trust you enough. So you got to go to that. You got to go to that little like Lucite shark cage that the fucking, you know, the Pakistani guy's in. And, you know, God forbid you have to use the bathroom. There's no chance that's happening. You might as well shit yourself out there. And, like, you know, there's no.
They do.
There's no Supreme or, you know, extra octane. It's just regular. It's just gas. We got gas. It's expensive. You know, that's it.
And it's hot as fuck.
Yeah, and it's hot. I actually appreciate that kind of exchange. It's straight. Forward consumerism. You have what I want. I'm going to buy it and then I'm going to leave. You know, none of this other shit that they want us to do. Like,
leave like with a timeshare or some shit.
Yeah. Like, what else do you,
go to an Exxon, come out with a like cabin in Hawaii.
Right. Yeah. Geez, what happened? I got to go. We're going to have to go at least 3 times a year to get our money's worth. I don't want to do any extra shit when I go to places. You know, I just don't. It's the same reason I don't do self-checkout. Like, I refuse to do self-checkout. I don't fucking work there. I'm not wearing a name badge. I wasn't on the schedule. I already picked this shit out. I paid for it fucking you do the work.
Just throw it on there.
Yeah.
I'll do the work myself just to avoid human interaction. That's like where I'm at with my social anxiety.
I'm a little the same. Like some parts.
The only benefit of the self-checkout is if I'm very much in a hurry, I have occasionally done it if I don't have a lot of items. But my rule is I gingerly wave the item past the scanner twice, and if it doesn't scan, it just goes in my cart, and I don't fucking care. Like, I have unwillingly / kind of willingly stolen so much shit because I'm like, guess what? I didn't get trained on the Scantron 3000 Safeway.
I didn't watch the videos.
Yeah. So, you know who knows how to do this well and make sure it gets done? Your fucking employees. So, like, if you want to make sure nobody is stealing from you or unwittingly taking things because they don't know how to use your devices, have the people you pay and train to do it for me. So
has anybody here seen the movie Employee of the Month?
No.
Yeah, a long time ago, yeah.
Oh.
Wait, was that the one with Dane Cook?
Yeah.
Is that the one Jessica Simpson and Dane Cook?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
I vaguely remember that.
Oh, well, it would just, like, make it really magical, too, if they did, like, cool tricks and shit when they're, like bartenders flipping the bottles.
They do, like,
they flare. Do a fast thing. Or
yeah.
That's my cash-out sound.
Oh, Sophie's sound effects. I miss Sophie's sound effects.
That movie gave me, because I used to work at Hobby Lobby.
Oh,
so,
damn. Sunday's off, at least.
Yeah, right. The way they like made their little fort or something like that, like we had a side stock room with like Christmas trees, and so like me and the other stockmen like made our own little fort back there. We just fucking hang out there all day until our name got called. They're like, "All right, let's go.
Yeah, we gotta go do shit now." Here, yeah,
gotta go help the old lady with the pumpkins.
I'm gonna tell you that store as a you know, middle aged straight male. That store is intoxicating. That's Hobby Lobby. It's like they have everything. I'm like, it just keeps going, and they've got knickknacks and bric-a-brac, and you know, they've got, you know, tchotchkes. They've got everything, and I'm like, this store is amazing. I never thought I would find so many things in that store that I enjoyed.
It's like both the best and the worst. It's like, I love this place, but also, is my business going to give them enough money to pay for gays to not get married anymore?
How many beating kits do I have to buy before they realize that, or before they find out that gays can't be married or whatever they're against, right? It's an interesting the story. It really just has everything. Like, I'll just walk through and be like, oh my God, I didn't know that fall was coming. I guess I should decorate my house with pumpkins.
Oh, God, the memories.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, God.
I fucking hated working there.
How long did you work there for?
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah, I helped build I did the store set for the Valley one.
Okay. Is the Valley one newer than the North Side one?
No, the North Side one's newer.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you did the Valley one and worked there for 3 years, huh?
Yeah, and it was like, I was like 18, 19. I was doing like construction, and then I was like, fuck that, I don't want to do that anymore. And then my buddy just told me, like, oh, this place Hobby Lobby's hiring. And I thought it was, there I am. Yeah. Sorry. I thought it was like a hobby store, like fucking like cool models.
Like RC
and
cars and stuff.
Yeah,
like that.
We only have like one fucking corner in the whole entire store. And then I realized, like, oh shit, yeah, this is. All right.
Not quite the same.
Yeah.
Not quite what you thought it was going to be.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun. It was just like, just fucked around a
yeah,
lot.
I mean, you're just stocking shelves
at
that point.
Build furniture and just, yeah.
Yeah. They
get
have
stone every day.
Sure. Yeah. It's great. Praise Jesus at Hobby Lobby. So,
yeah. Even though like our managers were Mormon.
Were they? Is it a Mormon store
no,
or Christians?
Christian.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, the Mormons are okay.
Dicks.
Just not gays. Right, that's what they say. They're like, Mormons okay, not gays though. Gays.
Get out of here.
Which is odd because I feel like they're really missing out on a whole segment of, I mean, gays are some of the craftiest people I know.
Yeah, did you? Yeah.
And like,
that's a good point.
Like, yeah, they, you know, they. It's like So they really could be crushing it if they would just open, be a little more welcoming. They'd probably double their fucking income in a year. They weren't so goddamn hateful.
They could be hiring them like under the table.
Yeah.
Side business. Nobody actually really knows about it.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy.
Hobby Lobby under the table sounds like a gay porn.
Gay people sweatshops. Yeah.
No. So no more Hobby Lobby though. Nathan is a musician. He'll be performing at the Speedway in North Idaho at State Line on September 12th coming up, among other places too. So now how long have you been doing? I mean, I've seen you around for a couple of years, and how long have you been doing doing music in the area?
Like performing and stuff?
Yeah.
Like actual shows started like 2013
okay.
into 2014
okay.
or whatever. Like my first open mic was like 2012, I think.
Yeah. All right. Are you from Spokane?
Yeah. I'm from Spokane, and then I graduated out in Chewila.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then now you're kind of singer-songwriter, acoustic guitar. Do you play any other instruments or anything like that?
I can kind of play piano. Like, I can play chords, and I'm not like crazy on it or anything like that. And then I just been getting into like producing and stuff like that. So,
okay.
Like playing like the drum pad and stuff like that. But other than that, yeah, that was guitar.
I
guess clarinet from middle school too.
Oh, there you go. have you done an album yet?
We're working on it.
You're working on an album. How much of the
6 years in the make? <Just kidding. laughs>
How much of that production are you doing yourself? And
I'm
how
doing
much
all of myself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's just an acoustic. So I'm doing an EP, like 5 songs. I have four of them done. And then it's just going to be all acoustic. It's going to be called Broken Strings.
Okay.
And then after that, then I kind of want to experiment with like beats and like, you know, doing something just different and stuff like that. So
would it be you producing beats and kind of doing laying a guitar over them also and singing over them, that type of thing? Or what do you?
Yeah. Just like whatever, I guess. Like my buddy Ian, like he plays piano. So like I'll have him come over and stuff like that, and he'll like throw down stuff. It's kind of like whoever I'm like working with, or if I have a good buddy who's like a musician, it's like we'll come over, we'll just make shit and
figure
stuff out and whatnot. But
so I'm always curious about what the path is for people, you know, from so many people play music when they're younger. A lot of people get out of it, or, you know, just kind of don't continue with it as a art that potentially can make a living at.
Yeah.
You know, how did that transition of like playing music in school, growing up playing guitar, kind of become something you want to pursue full time?
Well, I got really high.
Okay. And then that's a good start.
I don't know. It's weird because I still want to do films or whatever. Like I used to like screenwrite like a lot and stuff like that. And I wanted to go to film school. And I was like learning guitar at the time, and then that kind of just like fell through or whatever, and then kind of stuck with the guitar. And then I was at my house, and we had like a party, and these like 2 girls were downstairs, and I showed them my shitty song, like first song, and they're like, "That's really good."
You were
like,
high, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. And I was just like, "Oh wow, maybe I should do this."
Yeah, right?
So like,
it's all it takes is one woman to maybe make you think you might get some pussy, and be like, right, "This is my living forever now."
So yeah, I just kept playing, and then I don't know, it was just kind of like one of those weird things. Just after I did like an open mic, I just kept going with it and stuff like that. And then Chelsea, I can't say her last name.
From the Pin.
Yeah. I met her.
R.I.P.
Yeah,
the Pin, not Chelsea.
I was like, what? No. I met her like in an open mic, and then she kind of like booked me like my first gig.
Mm-hmm.
At the Pin, but it was called fucking Club 412
or whatever.
There. And then like I also met like Zach Flannery and
Monique
and all them and stuff like that throughout that. So
right on. So it's and then you just kind of goes from there. So
yeah,
you got your first gig pretty quick, it sounds like.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it definitely felt like it for sure. I mean, my first open mic, I did good. It was playing with my buddy, and like we it was a song we wrote. And we like totally fucked up the lyrics, and then he has like he has a great voice. It was like that Creed kind of like rasp voice, you know?
Sure.
And then literally after we got done playing, they're just like, are you guys like trying to be the next Creed or some fucking joke or whatever? And I was like, great.
Now we're stuck like, doing this forever.
Yeah.
Just doing covers of With Arms Wide Open.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, fuck again, man.
They're good songs.
Speaking of, I mean, like that idea, what musically, how would you describe your style?
I always tell people, like acoustic hip hop, I guess.
Okay.
Like, cause yeah, the slap percussion and I rap and stuff. And then, I mean, there's like the singer songwriter attachment to it too and stuff like that. So, but
there's a guy out there. I believe his name is Jesse James. Something like that, and he does.
You, in town or like,
No.
Okay.
Nationally, he's been around a long time. Like I mean, I probably first heard him about a decade ago. But it's similar. When I saw you, it reminded me. He has kind of a similar like little bit of a hip hop flow. Times he freestyles. He'll like freestyle and then you know do the slap guitar thing and everything.
Yeah.
He's got a great voice and stuff, but I mean, kind of reminded me of that. It's kind of like an interesting style though. Like it's unique, you know, it's not something you see a lot of out there. But I mean, you see now more and more, you see these blending of genres, you know, I mean, musically, how is that influencing what you do?
I mean, like what's the or.
Like, I mean, you know, obviously you have influences as a singer-songwriter, acoustic, you know, people probably look at you and go, oh, you know, acoustic singer-songwriter. Uh-huh. But then, you know, I assume obviously with kind of hip-hop influence and the slap guitar and things like that, you kind of have some hip-hop influences in there also.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm like, I love hip-hop and stuff like that. That was actually, it's funny because I've always wanted to rap. But I didn't want to do like the YouTube beats kind of thing, like whatever. So I was doing mostly like Lumineer kind of style, like folk.
Whatever. Sure.
And then when I figured out how to do the slap thing, I saw this one dude. He was covering Stan by Eminem or whatever. Uh-huh. It was just him and his daughter. And I was like, I'm a huge Eminem fan. So I was like, I didn't even fucking think about that. And then I learned that cover doing the slap thing and then just kind of meld that together, and then I was like, oh hey, I can rap like over this, like
so now I mean that's got to be a standout a little bit, because I mean certainly no one else in town is doing something like that,
not that I know. I mean, like there is this guy, fuck, what's his name, somebody just showed me him, Neville, I think. He's not rap. I didn't see him rap or anything, but he does like the slap guitar, like August Rush kind of thing. And then I mean, besides people that have shown like how to do it, like I haven't seen anybody in Spokane yet.
Yeah.
If you do, tell me.
I mean, I have not. So I mean, you definitely have that.
Shit.
that's my move.
Well, what's funny is Willie Woosticks or whatever. He it was a long time ago. It was like when I figured out how to do it. He was just like, oh yeah, you sound like Ed Sheeran or whatever. And it was right around the time when Ed Sheeran came out. I didn't really know about him. He just came out that song A-Team. So I was like, what? I was like, no, I don't think so, because it's like a soft song, you know. And then I go online and I watch his fucking performance.
Yeah.
And I was like, motherfucker, like he's doing the whole fucking shebang. Like.
Yeah, you know, it's I honestly couldn't. I wouldn't know an Ed Sheeran song if I heard it.
I love Ed Sheeran. He's amazing.
I don't know.
I would know.
After I hate
you, you Sophie, you would or wouldn't?
I would know like a couple of his songs.
What's one of his songs?
The one that was like big on the radio.
All that's right, that's already a barrier to entry for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's called The Shape of You. That was on the radio for like
the
3 years
shape
straight.
Of You. That sounds like I've heard those words in that order. God. Yeah. You know what? I just went to Spotify to pull up Ed Sheeran. I typed in Rob.
No.
What?
Our buddy Rob Wentz, who looks...
He gets told frequently that he looks like Ed Sheeran. And really? I think every time somebody tells him,
he gets closer and closer
to murder.
Yeah. If he wasn't a ginger, I would say it would take a piece of his soul. But, you know, he doesn't have one. Hold on a second. Let me... This song?
Yeah.
Okay, I've heard this song. I had no idea this was Ed Sheeran. I thought this was like fucking Shaggy or something.
I'm in love with the Shaggy balls. Yeah, then it's off his new album, Divide, or whatever. Or not his newest one, but
yeah. Yeah, that's like old.
Let's see. I'm just trying to get an idea of who. Don't know that one.
You know, you probably heard the song Don't.
What's it called?
Oh, yeah.
Don't.
Don't?
Yeah.
I don't care.
No, just Don't. It's just called Don't. It's on the Green X or whatever album.
Don't. Let's see. No, I've never heard this.
What? Really? Damn.
No.
Not at the gas station?
Gas station, not playing.
You're telling me
they're
not playing the shit? Yeah. Man, they really play shitty music there.
Yeah.
Here's my thing. And actually, this is going to lead me into a good segment I like to play with musical guests. I do not consume new music. Like, I don't know where to find it. I don't listen to the radio. I actually get confused when people tell me they listen to the radio. I'm like, I haven't listened to the radio since before Khalid Sheikh Mohammed flew a jetliner into one of the Twin Towers. Like, that's fucking how long it's been since I listened to the radio. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know how to find new music. People are like, oh, you go to Spotify and you type in artists and you put it on like their radio station, and then you'll find songs you like. And I'm like, yeah, I'm also going to find songs I don't like, probably. So I'll just listen to the things I know I like,
right.
which sense. Is how I know I'm getting old also, because I'm just like stuck in my way.
Yeah.
It's freaking crazy. Like, music's everywhere now, like with all the streaming and stuff like that.
But
it's nuts.
Also, most of what I hear is like, it's barely music. It's like
ad-libs.
Yeah, the same hollow beat and someone high as fuck on lean saying mumbling random words, or like every song is like kind of hip-hop but kind of R&B but also has like a guitar, and I'm like, this is barely music. Like, it's not even really songs almost, you know. It's just like a it's like it sounds like a fucking robot whale queefing in slow motion. I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like, what? What is in your opinion, as a talented musician and I'm gonna assume aficionado of music, what is something people should be listening to that's current? Any type of music, something you heard recently you liked
today?
A lot. I mean, that would be like, you know, on the top 40 hits right now, but something recent that.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, fuck. For like hip hop, there's this dude named YBN Cordae. He's fucking.
Okay.
He's dope as shit. Super lyric. He's only like, I think like 19.
Okay.
But he's like lyrical, like. Has like that old school vibe to him, kind of thing, or whatever. He's dope.
What's his name?
YB. Well, I think so. I think he just goes by Cordae now. Like, some him and his buddies had a little high school bullshit fight, I think.
Okay.
I just read about it. So it was YBN Cordae.
YBN Cordae.
Yeah.
C O R D.
A E.
A E Cordae.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anderson Pack.
I've heard that name.
Dude, he's. Fucking awesome. Yeah.
Okay.
Sunreal? Yeah.
Like S-U-N?
S-O-N-R-E-A-L.
Sunreal?
Yeah. He's actually the one that signed my guitar case.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, he's fucking awesome.
Those are all hip-hop artists.
Yeah. Sunreal is hip-hop artist, but he's also, he's kind of like what I would like to strive for. He has like a band with him, and he like also does like he sings songs as well, like kind of things. So, but then he has like, you know, rap mix into it and stuff.
Sure.
But yeah, YBN, and then Anderson .Paak is like hip hop / R&B, I guess you'd say. Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else? Anything out of hip hop?
Well, if you're not listening to Eminem, I don't know what you're doing. No,
I mean, I always listen to Eminem. I always listen to Eminem's new stuff. I will say, I think Eminem, how do I put this? I talked to someone about this. Maybe it was Willie. I think Willie Woosticks was on here. We were talking about this.
Yeah. But like, he's like the only other biggest fan I know.
Lyrically, I think Eminem is doing his best of his career currently, but I don't think he's making his best songs, if that makes sense. Lyrically, he's exploring and doing things that no one else could do or is doing, and it's just amazing stuff. I think his beat selection's been pretty terrible recently, and he just, like... They're just, he's not making songs to make albums where you have to appease, like, you know, A&R guys.
He doesn't need to anymore.
Right. He doesn't need to. So he's just making music. Just making music he wants to make. Yeah. And he doesn't have to have, like, oh, the 16 bar or, you know, the bars and the hook and blah, blah, blah. And, like, this structure. So, like, lyrically, he's doing his best work, but he's not making the best songs.
You're like the first person I've talked to that's actually said that, which is nice. So like, because like every time I talk, they're like, "No, he's crap now," like, and stuff like that.
You know, he's just like, his lyrics are murder.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just like, you're not listening.
Yeah, like, but they're harder songs to listen to because. The beat selection and the structure of the songs isn't there.
I can agree with that. For sure.
So, like, I get where, like, people passively listening, like, they don't grab you as fast.
Yeah. And, compared to, like, his other ones that are just, like, they bounced and, like...
Right. Yeah, you kind of have to really listen and dissect the lyrics. The metaphors and the double entendres like and things he's talking about is
fans,
insane.
Fans, I guess, in the sense or whatever, I would say.
Yeah, people are still dedicated to real lyrics, you know? Yeah. I mean, which is not... a lot of people who are into hip hop or music anymore, I feel like. Yeah. So, what's your favorite Eminem album?
3 hours later. Probably be the Marshall Mathers LP 2.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting choice. Yeah. Okay.
Like, I love what's it called? Eminem Show.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. And then great album. Marshall Mathers LP 1. But 2. Is like, I don't know, like he just has like that raw voice, like that.
Sure.
And then
so it's early Rick Rubin beats too on that. He hooked up with Rick Rubin and did some. So like you have that like Beastie Boy kind of style, like early hip hop rawness.
Rick Rubin and then I think Dr. Dre helped out with that one too. And then that was just like, I don't know. There's some songs on there that like I would like kind of reminisce with me and stuff like that or whatever. So
That's a great, good album. Yeah, that has some great songs. I still am a fan of his first album, Slim Shady LP, is like that song, that whole album, back to back, slaps, dude. Like, there's not a song I want to skip on that album.
There's some crazy, like, bass lines in that. Like, I was listening to it the other day, and we're just, like, grooving the fuck out of it.
It's a pretty killer album. So if you know, as an Eminem fan, you know, obviously lyrics and stuff like that, how does the, you know, musically, when you're talking about your lyrics, how do you go at composing a song lyrically?
Well, I get really hot.
Noticing a trend here.
I mean, yeah, there's a lot of drugs involved. Usually I have to have the music first usually.
Okay.
Like, so I'll just come up with like a diddle or something like that, whatever I'm feeling. And then, just depends on like what I'm going through. I like hate to say it, but like I write better when I'm pissed or like, you know, you know,
energy.
I mean? Yeah. So it just depends if like whatever, you know, is going through that time or day or whatever the fuck I want to write about. But at the same time, I'm also, cause I've been dabbling with beats and like stuff like that. So I've been like having fun, just like experimenting and just like see what this does and see where it goes and stuff like that. Kind of like you're saying with like the script thing, like probably no one's ever going to hear these, but whatever.
You just got to get it out sometime.
Yeah.
So how's it been with COVID? I mean, has it been difficult for you to not be able to go out, perform, you know, work on music?
Definitely. I mean, like playing shows and stuff like that. That sucks. We were playing at the Hidden Mother Brewery for a little bit.
Oh yeah.
They're like secretly kind of thing or whatever. And
with
then,
Jason Perry there, isn't he there a lot?
Yeah, I love
Jason.
Oh, he's amazing,
guy.
Dude. Yeah. But we were doing that. I think they just got shut down like last week. My buddy Ian was telling me.
The brewery did or just the music?
Not the music did. Okay. Yeah. they shut that shit down.
They were doing outside though, weren't they?
Yeah. They're just, I don't, I don't know.
Well, like, I think live entertainment was banned no matter what. So
no music allowed. Yeah.
Nobody should have a reason to live.
Yeah, nobody should have fun. Like
are you reading a book?
Yeah, Governor Inslee just became like the dad from Footloose. Right? Like, nobody's dancing in my
town.
Kevin
Bacon when you need him.
Yeah, it just got weird. Because, I mean, before, how often were you out performing or doing my open mics and stuff?
It just depends. Like, I was working recently. I was working at Pizza Pizza and actually just quit there. So before that, I didn't have a job. So I was trying to, like, play, like, 3 or 4 times a week. Like, wherever and stuff. But it's kind of just random. Like, when I get hit up and whatever and stuff like that. And
right.
I don't know, just kind of like meet the people and then I just kind of wait for the cycle to come through. Cause I mean, there's fucking especially with the Songsmith series and stuff like that.
Sure.
With all them, that's like, I know they're cycling in and out people. So I'm not going to like bug them and stuff or whatever. But, it's probably like 3 or 4 times. And then when I got a job, that kind of like cut down to like, you know, like 1 every other week or something like that or 2 if possible. So
What's it like? So I've had a lot of musicians on here and we've drawn a lot of correlations between comedy and music and how that process goes. But one thing I'm curious about is the open mic kind of system for musicians. Because I know for a comic, you know, ideally you're getting up a couple times a week, able to work out new material. Maybe if you got a gig that weekend and you have a longer set, you want to brush up on a part of your set you haven't done in a while, make sure just give a run through. You know, how does an open mic work for you specifically? I mean, are you just bringing new material? Or are you just trying to refine songs? Cause, I mean, you know, we have jokes where we're like, oh, we find out a joke doesn't work or half the joke doesn't work or, you know, you have to, you know, adjust it. So how does that work for a musician?
I mean, like now, like when I go to open mics, it just be kind of just for fun to play and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I would sometimes try out new songs. I mean, it is the best spot. I am very like, if it's not good by the time I leave my house, I'm not playing it anymore until it is kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because I hate, like, you guys have balls, like, telling jokes, and if it doesn't land, like, I don't know what the fuck I would do up there, man. I'd shit my pants, dude. Like, I watch it, and I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, I just...
Man, you just have to not have feelings, I've found, is the best way.
Yeah.
Just be a sociopath, and it makes it really easy. Right.
This is like... over at the Red Room where when they have like comedians up and like no one would laugh. Yeah. I would just like feel that. Oh. I'm just like, man,
that's a rough room for comics.
It's hard when you're having like stand-up comedy with music kind of thing, or I feel like, or whatever.
I refuse to do mixed mics. I have in the past, but really the only time I have was when, do you know Darren Eldridge?
Yes.
He used to run a mic at at Soulful Soups.
Oh, yeah.
And then then he started asking me to book comics for him. So I would book the comics for him, and it kind of got more comics over, and he'd have mix of comics on it, and I'd do it. But even then, I'm like, I don't love this. And then eventually, I'm just like, I don't. If it's music, if it's a mixed mic, it's a music mic that comics have crashed. Mm. That's it. Like, there's no...
With some poetry.
Yeah, maybe some, right. Maybe some weird fucking slam poetry.
Yeah. But, see, it's a battle.
But, I mean, that's really it. It's a music mic that poetry... That comedians have crashed. Yeah. And are
if
gonna,
you guys can just stay out of our turf, that'd be great.
Yeah. That's fine. We still have yours, you still have ours. Right. We have different
Unless
places.
Unless you're... what's that dude's name? I haven't... see him since like 2014. Mike, he plays guitar. He's
Michael Glatzmeyer.
Dude, that guy is insane.
I was just talking to him this morning.
Really?
I talked to him all the time. He was back in town a few weeks ago, and here we hung out for the day. That's the guy I used to tour with. Michael and I had a duo show called Nearly Famous Comedy. So yeah, we still talk all the time, and yeah, when he's in town, we hang out. So yeah, he's super talented. It's a little different, but yeah, he at least plays music.
Yeah, and it's funny. kind of reminds me of like Bo Burnham, I guess, like, the way he does his thing and stuff. So
also back then, though, years ago, there weren't as many options for stand-up mics in town. Like there was a time when there were very few, and then there was a time, you know, 2 years ago or whatever, a year ago even, when there was one 6 nights a week, you know, every night except for Saturday, really. So, you know, it, and at that point, it's like, well, you don't need to go to a mixed mic. You have another mic. You have other mics you can go to tonight. So
you guys would do it at the comedy club, right?
We did.
Yeah, we yeah. I still haven't been there yet.
Really?
Yeah, no, I've wanted to like go to a show and stuff like that.
Four years, man.
I know. I don't leave my house. Like, I hang out unless I'm playing a gig. I usually like I don't go out. Right. I used to go out like all the time and stuff. Now I just kind of hang out.
Well,
I have my
like,
home little studio, so I just fuck around in there.
That's the way to get that work on. Well, I mean, you know, maybe they'll reopen one day. Who knows?
Shit.
We'll see. I mean, well, the reopen is a like a Shake Shack. Right now, right, Sophie?
Yep. We sure are.
She says, "Sure are." So go down there and get a shake. See me on Wednesdays. I'll be hosting trivia every Wednesday at whatever the fuck time I'm supposed to be there on Wednesday. I guess I don't know. I should find out. At the comedy club.
Oh,
I'll be hosting
okay.
trivia there on Wednesday.
I'm glad you're going to be there at least.
You were at the comedy club then?
Every Wednesday.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
3 years.
She's been, she's a comedian.
Okay.
And let's see. So let's, before we go any further, let's take a listen to some of your music. Oh, I've got your Spotify up here, but also you got your guitar. Let's do something live. How you feeling? Yeah, you feel it?
You got 50 bucks?
No, yeah. That's it? Yeah. Well, let's take two songs then.
Yeah, right.
Nathan's gonna get his guitar ready. Get ready to play a song here, and it's a nice guitar. That's a Fender. It's an 87 Fender right there. It's all burl wood. I have no idea what that is.
86 actually.
Okay, yeah, all right. Oh, I can tell by the by the curvature on the top. Yeah. What are you gonna play us here?
I'll play my new song, or I just released on Spotify. It's called Just Friends.
All right. Just Friends by Nathan Chartre.
Is this good?
Yeah, I think so. What do you think?
Sound
good?
Yeah. Right here.
Oh, Jesus. There. All right.
Think about how things could have been if you and I just stayed friends. Did you even feel what I was feeling? Were you empty inside with that twisted mind? So I'd gotta go and fuck with mine. We should have just stayed friends. We should just stay friends. We should just did friends. You're not the person that I met. You kicked me aside, then you left me for dead. And so many times I tried to reconnect, but you pretend like you don't know who I am. Should have stayed friends. We should have stayed friends. We should have just did friends. We should have just stayed friends. Yeah, what is she thinking? Wait, what was I thinking? A misconception of the relationships got me all anxious. Got me tripping over the stupid shit. Yeah, I hate it. Now stop, what about? This isn't like you, Nathan. But you took my heart and started blocking all my strings. Got me seeing something there that I couldn't see. But it wasn't real. Nah, I wasn't real. These kind of things in life, they'll get you killed. Yeah, how'd I get so lucky? Wait, now I think about it.
Now we just fucking. A pair of legs got me chasing at the honey. She's the one that got away. Now I'm left there feeling like a dummy. 7 years down the drain hit me like a train, but I can't complain. Why, Nate? Because the sex is great, but now I hesitate. Playing in the games, usually when I lose, yeah, I tend to lose everything. I'm wishing things would go back to what they used to be. Before the sex, cause I'm texting her awkwardly. What's up? How you been? 4 days later, one response back. Nate, I'm working, damn. I didn't think it'd be like this. And if I would've known, I'd never given you that kiss. But great things gotta come to an end. Just believe me, gonna say this, yeah, we should've just stayed friends. 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 I wish we 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 were still friends.
All right.
Thanks.
Nathan Chartrey, great job. That I've heard that song before, I feel like.
Yeah, and I've played it a lot. I just now finally like got it recorded.
Nice. Okay.
I'm slow on that
shit. That's all right. Before we go any further, tell people where they can find you on social media, Facebook, Instagram, websites, all that stuff.
Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, all the streaming platforms. I don't have Twitter or anything like that.
Okay.
It's already hard to manage fucking Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, right.
So.
Those are good ones anyway, right?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
The only ones that count.
That's right. All right. Let's see. Before we're going to get into the news here in a second. Before we do that, we are going to play a round of the podium game with Nathan, okay? Sophie, have you played this? Have you been on the show? We played this game before?
I don't remember.
Okay. So if not, we'll have you play along too then, okay?
Okay.
So the way this game goes is the podium, like an Olympic podium, first, second, third place, right? I'm going to name three things. You put them in order, first, second, and third. Okay. But the caveat, keep this in mind as you answer these questions. The caveat would be whatever you put in first place, you can now consume anytime you want. Whenever you want. Whatever you put in second place, you can only have once a year. And whatever you put in third place, you never get to have again.
Do calories count for the first thing?
The calories do count. All laws of physics apply.
Okay.
Physics and nutrition. Do you guys understand
the
rules? Okay. We're going to start. We'll start with food. And the three options are, again, first place, you can have whatever you want. Second place, once a year. Third place, never again. They are wings, tacos, and pizza.
Who's first?
You can go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit. Pizza first. Taco second, and then I can give a shit about wings.
Wings never again?
Yeah.
Never again on the wings, he says. Tacos once a year, pizza whenever. I feel like Sophie's definitely putting pizza
at
the top there.
I want to. I really want to put
pizza
at the top.
What kind of tacos?
Any
Taco
kind
Bell
of
tacos?
Just tacos. Yeah, that's a lot of range on tacos. Yeah. That's true.
I think I'm going to have to switch tacos and pizza.
Okay.
Because only literally because physics still count. And I feel like basically now I already have pizza as much as I want. So once a year might make me appreciate it more.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So tacos forever.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza once a year. Wings never again.
Yeah.
Wings never again for both you guys, huh?
God, there's only so many. I don't know. I feel like I'm so picky with wings.
Sure.
Or maybe I just get wings too many times from shitty places that I don't enjoy them. So like there have been wings that I've had that were so good.
Right.
That I'll just like steal them all. But something I can live without.
Yeah, I literally ate a pound of wings before the show started. So, Viking.
Oh,
shout out to the Viking every Monday if you're in Spokane. If you're within your shot of where the show's recorded in Spokane, Washington, the Viking on Stevens Avenue. Go see them every Monday for a pound of wings. For $9, I got a couple different sauces, great stuff, and good friends of mine own that place, so check it out.
I love the Viking.
Yeah, I love the Viking. Yeah, I would actually go tacos, wings, pizza. You know,
what's
I feel yeah, man. Here's the thing with pizza. Pizza is always better in your head than it is when you eat it. Like, I always want pizza. I desire it. And I'm like, oh God, I could really go for some good pizza. But every time I have pizza, it's never as fulfilling as I want it to be. I'm like, that wasn't near as good as it was going to be in my head. You know, like it's a few and far between where I really get a slice of pizza. I'm like, that was a memorable slice of pizza, you know, whereas like really good wings, man, are really good. Or fucking really good tacos are really good. I also could live exclusively off Mexican food. So
yeah.
I basically do. essentially, I do. So, all right. Next, we're going to go to music, a little classical music. Not classical as in Mozart, but classic. We'll say classic rock. We've got the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and the Beach Boys. Nathan,
oh,
go ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
Sorry, fuck. That's what was it? Right. Rolling Stones, Beach Boys, and what?
The Beatles.
The Beatles. Oh. The Beatles, Rolling Stones, and I don't give a fuck about the Beach Boys.
You need to know Beach Boys.
Damn. That's actually hard for me because I think, like, I do really like the Beach Boys and the Beatles. I guess I would have to say Beach Boys, Beatles, Rolling Stones because, I don't know, I guess there's just, like, more actual like listening variety with the Beatles.
Yeah.
But it's hard because the Beach Boys, I just, it's like feel good, like you're having a good time.
Yeah. They have great music.
My buddy ruined it for me.
The Beach Boys?
Yeah, he just did.
Why?
This is one of those like, you never have a friend that just constantly plays like the same fucking like music.
Yeah,
and then it's just kind of like ruined. Yeah, it's like my buddy
killed the Beach Boys. For
yeah,
me.
Well, it got stuck in his car, and it was just like, ooh, just driving every fucking day. And it was just like,
oh man,
you know, it's just like I like him. It's just like, yeah, same with Metallica too. My cousin ruined Metallica for me.
I can only name one Metallica song, and that's the same one everyone can name: Enter Sandman. I don't know, which I like that song. It's not a cool like, but also. I like that song for like a minute and then I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm like, I got enough of that song. I
can't
need.
Stand fucking like 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was just like,
it's like the opening to that song. Here I go again on my own by Whitesnake.
Oh my
What's
God.
What's Whitesnake, right? Here I go again. I think that's Whitesnake. Yeah. So like the buildup is the best part. Like, I don't know where, like the beginning's the best part,
yeah.
But then like once the actual song starts, you're like, yeah, I kind of over it. I don't really care about the rest of the song.
This song is very long.
Yeah. I would go Beatles because like Sophie said, yeah, Beatles, I think have a lot of variety. My favorite band of all time. Beach Boys was the first concert I ever attended. I've actually seen the Beach Boys in concert multiple times. I love the Beach Boys. I feel like listening to them only once a year would be very difficult.
Go ahead. Have you heard his fucking rendition of a COVID song?
Brian Wilson's?
Yeah.
Well, he is a psychopath.
I watched a couple
he's
like
a drug addled crazy person.
Yeah. But I can't remember what song he did because I was working at Pete's and I was on the radio. And they were talking about like, here's the new like rendition of the Beach song. It was like one of their famous songs, and it's wash your hands, and like it's just talking about COVID shit. And I was like, what the fuck? Like,
oh man, trying to make a buck now.
I guess.
Brian Williams is legitimately he is a schizophrenic. He's mental health issues and did a fucking shit ton of drugs. He's barely sane. He has moments of sanity and then moments of fucking complete insanity. Yeah, that's how you make music. The Rolling Stones, they actually have Paint It Black is one of my favorite songs of all time. But after that, they don't have much else. Mother's Little Helper, great song. I don't give a shit about like Goodbye Horses or not Goodbye Horses or like Ruby Tuesday. I mean, and shit. Yeah. Like, they don't have a whole lot. Oh, you can't always get what you want. That's another song where like the first minute of it I like, but then about a minute and 10 seconds in, I'm like, I don't fucking need to listen to the rest of the song. I don't listen to that song all the way through ever.
The thing is, I'm not like even a huge Stones fan either. I do like the song like Sympathy for the Devil, but I like Guns N' Roses version better.
Okay.
Or like, I think they did Knocking on Heaven's Door too.
Was that them? That Knocking on Heaven's Door that might be Guns N' Roses. Yeah, that sounds right. Guns
yeah, no, Roses. No, it's a cover though. That's,
oh,
yeah, they, I think
I don't know.
Know.
I don't believe
Stones.
That was the Stones. No, it wouldn't have been the Stones. But
like, oh yeah, they're good songs, but then other bands cover them better.
Didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's go to some libations. Wine, beer, and alcohol. Hard alcohol, wine, or beer?
Hard alcohol, wine, and then beer.
So never again with the beer.
Yeah, no.
Not
I mean,
a beer guy.
I like fucks on my stomach. Well, alcohol in general, like, yeah, just, I don't know what happened. I used to party all the fucking time, and then just like, I moved in with my buddy in Missoula, and he had to go to rehab and stuff, and so I didn't drink with him the whole time. And then after that, when I got like out of there, like I tried drinking again, kind of thing, and it just like wasn't the same.
Yeah,
I guess I don't know. Yeah,
like, that'll do it.
I think Sophie? I would have to do the same.
No beer ever again. No Coors Light ever again.
I know it's part of a good old fashioned happy meal, but. I don't know. There's not enough beer varieties I like. I do really enjoy like good wines and stuff.
Yeah.
Lately it's been okay. Never experienced this before, but now if I like drink a sweet wine, I get acid reflux. Like what am I fucking 60? But like no, I still would take
like
the
those.
Varieties of wine above the like handful of beers that I like.
Okay.
But always hard alcohol. I mean, if I had to choose one forever, let's just get the job done.
Cheap vodka.
Knock me out. Yeah.
What's your vodka, right? That's your go-to.
Yeah, that's my go-to. I like to feel nothing.
Yeah. Taste nothing, feel nothing.
Mm-hmm.
What's your go-to alcohol?
Whiskey, usually like Jack Daniels. And stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm a simple guy, Jack and Coke.
It's easy.
Not only because I don't know the names of the fucking drinks.
Yeah.
I'll walk up there and like I'm like, I don't know. Just give me that.
give me that. It's easy. All right. Last one. Back to food. These are styles of cuisine. Asian food, Mexican food, or Italian food? Sophie got real distraught.
That's frustrating. I don't even want to answer that. I feel like I'm betraying any type of food. I want them all whenever I want.
Yeah, this is in this scenario. So if you have to give up one forever.
Oh, I'm out.
She's like, I got another.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, bro. Yeah. shit.
Asian, Mexican, Italian. Where do you go? Who do you never see again?
I probably do Asian. No, I do Mexican fucking Mexican food, and then Asian, and then probably get rid of Italian.
Never Italian, ever again.
I mean, fuck.
That's
can I take it back?
Yeah. for those of you listening at home, that's the correct answer that Nathan gave. But now, Sophie, feel free to go ahead and
I forgot
it.
What he answered,
okay,
thank
good,
God, because otherwise I'd have, like, way too much anxiety.
You can't cheat.
He chose Asian first, and then Mexican, and then Italian.
No, I flipped it. Mexican, and then Asian, and then
Mexican-Asian.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's a hard choice. I know there's a lot going on there. How do you choose? Asian food covers so many.
It's yeah,
such
that's
a larger
thing.
Swath.
It is
so many dogs.
Yeah.
And cats.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I guess I would also say Mexican, Asian, Italian. It just feels like a betrayal because it's like noodles. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I could get like Asian noodles, but like pizza. You know, that's my number one food group
that you've cut out forever. Also,
yeah.
You
yeah.
gave up pizza
Although
forever
that might
already.
Be healthy, so maybe I should. You know. So yeah, I'll stick with that.
Okay, that is the correct answer. Good job. Yeah. Because Italian food, you will never hear me say the words, let's get Italian food. Ever.
I will never say that, but it's like such a an easy thing to cook at home. Or just
Yeah, I mean, I'll eat it if someone makes it, but I don't really make it. I don't go for it. I just make Mexican food.
But Mexican food is going to be obviously the one that you're going to like. It's just such a good go-to.
Dude, for real.
So you're not always wanting Asian food, but you're always wanting Mexican food.
I eat the shit out of orange chicken. Just some orange chicken.
I just couldn't cut sushi out either.
Yeah, that one's tough too. So, but then you only do it once a year, so you get less worms.
My good friend's uncle, because he ate sushi every day. He had mercury poison.
Yeah, that can happen.
Yeah,
he
had a seizure or something like that, and my cousin was telling me, and I was like, "Yeah, he's eating too much sushi." And I was like, "What? That's a thing?"
Dude. There was some lady was riddled with worms in her body because she ate so much sushi. So I mean, just if you can do it. It's fucking depending on how the sushi's cooked or prepared, or if it sits too long. Yeah, go to one of those sushi track places, and you're fucking risking your life, man.
Or you go to Safeway.
Fuck it, dude. Yeah, gas station sushi shit. Maverick sushi. Clearance sushi, man. All right, Sophie, are you ready to get into the news? All right, here. Let's see. Let's get into the news with Sophie.
And now, the Social Hour News with Sophie Tomey.
Did you see the news this week? Yeah, neither did I. It's definitely not because we were drinking and getting high. All the stuff on TV is the same shit, but on a different day. So I found some interesting stories to talk about today. Accuracy not guaranteed, little disclaimer. Guaranteed is news with a little Sophie flavor. So here's the Social Hour News. Without further ado, let's get into all the cool stories that I've gathered just for you.
Yeah, look at Sophie bring. You want to get her to do a hook on one of your songs, man?
Fuck it. Yeah, sure. Let's do it. Dude,
right? Let's do it right now. She's got a mad flow.
Hey.
Bring that mad flow, girl.
You thought you didn't want COVID.
Everybody. Oh, sorry.
Oh, no.
I do want COVID.
Yeah. Okay. Here's why.
Okay.
Brazilian islands. I clicked on it. While I was Brazilian islands to reopen for tourists who already had COVID-19. And these islands look pretty, so definitely get it if you want to travel again.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep hitting my phone on the thing.
Can I see that?
Yeah.
See the islands? Those islands,
I mean, obviously that's not where people are staying, that's just rocks. But the water looks pretty. The water looks nice.
So you can only go if you've already had COVID.
Yeah, so a group of scenic Brazilian islands that have been closed due to the pandemic are reopening for tourists, but only those who can prove they had COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
Authorities in the Brazilian state of Pernambuco said the Fernando de Noronha archipelago, a group of 21 volcanic islands, is preparing to allow its first visitors since closing. You know, I thought this was going to be more interesting, but basically, yeah, if you want to travel.
Well, I do.
Definitely get it. Catch it.
Catch COVID.
Go to the doc, say, give me a test. Even if you don't catch it, just pay someone to give you papers.
Sure, yeah. Look, I can get papers. Here's something I know about Brazil. They're not great with paperwork. They're not, soccer, really great at soccer. Super good at cartels. Great with cartels. I feel like bureaucratic paperwork, probably a 4 or 5. On a scale of 10, and maybe I'm being generous. I think I could get away with, I could write in Sharpie on the back of a Pepsi bottle that I had COVID, and they would be like, yeah, sure, get in. I mean, listen, here's the thing, $20 American goes a long way in Brazil. They're very big on bribery. There's something about Latin American countries from a guy who's traveled all over Mexico and Central America. A little Andrew Jackson action goes a long way.
What if you don't have Andrew Jackson action? What if you can just afford to make it to the islands and just find a pen and paper and just write, I got it. I got the Rona. Thanks.
I got the ramen.
The ramen.
I feel like you'd easily get away with it. Yeah, they're not, they have no way to verify. What are they going to do? Fucking slap two rocks together, put them on a carrier pigeon, and send it back to the States and see if they got fucking, you know, see what kind of doctor comes back with.
Exactly. Why would you put rocks on a pigeon? It would just drown in the ocean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They don't know what the fuck they're doing over there. They're not going to be able to verify. Like, I don't know. What do they have? Dial up? They have fucking AOL discs over there. Like, there's no way they can verify whether you've had COVID.
The tin can with the cord.
Yeah, exactly. There's no way. You could definitely get away with this. Just head on over there, guys. Whether you've had COVID or not, go to those islands and be like, listen. First of all, I'm American. I can do what I want. Laws don't fucking matter to me in other countries. Okay. That's your first thing. Be authoritative. Second, let them know that Americans are better than everyone else. That's your second step.
Okay? Oh, I am so sorry for that.
I thought that was me because I was playing on the cord.
It was the cord.
The chair. Yes, the chair.
Yeah, you just, you know, listen, they can beat us at soccer, but that's about it. I'm not worried about the rest of it.
Well...
Yeah, they're, no, he's right.
Okay, here's another one for you.
Okay.
Moving on.
Video game simulates experience of flying economy class. So if you're rich enough, you can pay to have the experience of flying economy without, you know.
Wait, that's like, so there's coach and then there's economy and then there's first class, correct? So economy is like not even, that's like business class, right? It's not even first class, is it?
I thought economy was the poor class because it was like.
Oh, so if you can't even afford to fly, what? So why would you, I'm not sure why you would buy this.
It's for the kids.
I don't know either.
Instead of going to Disneyland.
A New York-based developer's, new video game takes a new twist on the concept of a flight simulator by offering the realistic experience of taking a long commercial flight in economy class. Because everybody loves how flights feel. Airplane Mode, a game developed by something I'm going to butcher. Hosoji Aoji?
Yes.
For
that
AMC
is correct.
Game. Is billed as, quote, the only flight simulation game where players can experience the intense excitement of being an economy class passenger on a long haul flight.
Wow. So you get to sit 6 hours in an uncomfortable seat and have people pretend like they don't see hear you asking for water.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
more pretzels.
Yeah. Would you want some Fiesta mix? Yeah.
Oh my God, this is so sad, and I'm like really worried that they're gonna make money from this because the game allows players to simulate the experience of taking a long flight with available activities including rifling through an in-flight magazine, completing Sudoku puzzles, watching movies from the 1930s, and looking out the window, which features realistic satellite imagery of the flight path.
Jesus.
Like, literally, it's too similar to a real flight.
Yeah. I want to meet the guy that fucking plays that game.
Right?
He's got to be psycho.
How bored are you in life? Movies from the 1930s, what are they showing? Birth of a Nation? What fucking movies happen in the 1930s?
It gets worse.
Oh.
Better. More realistic. The players are also treated to experiences including in-flight meals, turbulence, and Wi-Fi outages. So basically, you're paying money for just a bad time. Like, you have to have it so good to want to do this.
My life's like, amazing. Yeah, I hate it.
This is like paying to get waterboarded. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what are you
like
doing?
Those haunted houses or, yeah. Like, that torture you or some shit.
What is the point? This is how... This is how what kind of disparity we have in America with the wealth distribution, where the people who have money have so much money. They can simulate being poor for fun. They're like, this will be wacky. What if we took a coach flight?
Kids, we're gonna go be poor next week.
Yay! All right, yeah, we don't want to actually be in a flight with those gross poor people. Sorry, we just call them the poors, not people actually. But like, let's actually go and sit in our comfortable, spacious, climate controlled living room.
Well,
and just experience a bad time. And literally, he says. After a whole bunch of other stuff, he says he wants the experience to be relatable. So it's like, it's not even something cool where it's like, you know, because I enjoy being scared. I like horror movies. So if it was like, you know, a VR thing and there's turbulence and you're like, oh shit, like stuff's happening, we're going to die.
Right.
That at least could be fun, like feeling like you're going to die. But like, this is like supposed to be relatable. So it's just mildly inconvenient turbulence and Wi-Fi outages.
Do you know what's relatable? They should start an app where you get a VR machine where you get a $17 parking ticket and you don't know if you're going to be able to pay your rent that much because of it.
Your car gets booted and people drive by and look at you. One time when my car got booted, the only time my car got booted, some old guy drove by in like his nice ass car and like started talking to me about it, and he's like, yeah, the parking tickets. I'm like, yep, they're a real bitch or whatever. He's just like sitting there like, do you think that this shame is something I want to discuss with a clearly rich stranger? Like, I'm good. Unless you're paying for it to get taken off, just like keep going.
Maybe he was trying to float a sugar daddy situation where he'd pay for this boot.
He wasn't. Because if he was, he wouldn't have ended the conversation with, well, good luck.
That's what they always. That's how old people always fucking do that.
Right. Fuck you.
Good luck is old talk for you're fucked.
Yeah. It sounds the same.
My grandpa's a bonehead all the fucking time.
Yeah. Old people. Gross.
Disgusting creatures.
So they're paying to be poor. You know what else they can do is just be poor. That doesn't cost,
give your money away, dude.
It doesn't cost money to be poor. It literally is free to be poor.
If anyone wants to send me money. I'm just kidding.
Yes, my Cash App is...
Okay, do we want to talk about nudist, toilets, or Tinder?
Wait, is those three things, or is nudist toilets one thing?
I wish it was one thing, but it is. That's three separate subjects.
Nudist, toilets, or Tinder? Let's start with Tinder, and we may do nudists also.
Okay.
Is that good?
You said start with Tinder?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just like that you wanted still the nudist.
Yeah.
Okay,
that sounds interesting. I think we'll end on that.
I'm curious about the toilets. Yeah.
Man banned from Tinder for catfishing after posing with Photoshopped baby Yoda.
What? So was he? So they're like, "You listen, we feel that you probably don't actually have Yoda." Is that the problem?
Who actually thought that he was with Baby Yoda?
Yeah.
And who cared enough to report him for catfishing?
You know what? I've gone out on dates with girls from Tinder that thought they actually only had one chin. but they fucking don't. So how about that? Can I report him for that shit?
Might as well at this point. How dumb do you have to be? Okay. Let's see. So He was called out for being a catfish. His name is Carter Hambly.
That sounds fake already. It's already catfishy.
That sounds more catfishy than actually. And also, it looks so fake. This is the picture.
Let's see.
Wait, so like the person thought like there was a real like Yoda thing or something?
I guess.
It's like for all the actual catfishes on here.
They thought Yoda was real?
It says, maybe it's because he addresses it. It says his like bio says, "Not my kid, just a buddy I watch YouTube with," which is sad for him, dude. Like, don't ban him from Tinder because he obviously needs it.
Yeah, he's just making a joke and like a popular pop culture reference. That's, listen, if we're gonna ban guys for this, we need to really ban. So here's okay.
Real talk.
When I was on Tinder, Sophie, have you been on you've been on Tinder?
Yeah.
Nathan?
Yeah.
Okay. It's terrible. We can all agree.
It's horrible.
It's the worst, right? Here's what I'd really feel bad about. When I would see girls I know on there, and I'd see pictures of them that are definitely not current, and I just want to be like, come on, at least be honest about what you're offering
what we're
here.
Working with
yeah,
in real
like
life.
Like that's not even close to you now. That's so. Like I get it. I'm sure guys do too. And they should also. I feel like here's what you need. Every first picture from Tinder, they should make it be this: you standing within horizontal stripes. With a full profile picture, head to toe, on one of those scales that they move like Shamu on, with a perfectly accurate weight, with you holding a copy of that day's newspaper,
yeah.
Very clearly showing
like
the current date.
Yeah.
And like that's how we know what actually represents you.
I can't tell you how many guys have pictures of them holding fish in their profile picture, and then it's like we go on the date, no fish.
What?
It's like what?
Talk about getting catfished.
Hey. Yeah. It's like
no fish. What the
obviously
fuck?
Thought that that's what was going to impress us. You're not even going to bring it on the date.
I brought this for you. It's just like bones. Like he's just still carrying it around.
Yeah.
It's like this dead rotting
It's
fish.
Rotten now. See, that's like the real timestamp. You
yeah.
bring the fish. If it's rotten, we
I didn't
know.
You didn't swipe for the fish.
Yeah.
Shows up in a
suit. Listen, I was kind of under the impression you had a fish.
Yeah. Oh, that's my roommate.
Right. There's a lot of people, a lot of girls do the thing where they, because we're in the Northwest, I get it. But they all like these girls that hunt and they're like, it's just them holding the dead head of an animal. And I'm like, this
like
does
that.
Not make me, this is not sexy at all to me. This is not turning me on. It doesn't make me want to meet you. It makes me think that you might murder me and make me into a fucking lampshade.
They shoot it, their dad shot it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a weird world. I really wish there was, it's so easy to, to trick people. We really need, I think every time you open the app, it should take a picture of you.
Yes.
Oh no, that'd be the worst.
That's what should happen. And that's the first picture that comes up of you.
Oh God. But
yeah.
Then obviously people are going to learn to like hold the phone above their head when they open the app. But
get ready. Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, do you ever like accidentally open your camera and it's on reverse and you're like, oh man, my whole day is ruined.
Or when you're watching TV and it's black and you're just like sitting there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All like girls. I always look like so sweaty even when I'm not actually, which is rare.
We know. Yeah. Anytime it's all up angles or just face shots, I'm like, what the fuck's up with that? Why is it just your face? Why are you just hiding the rest of that shit, girl?
If that's
goodness, you ain't hiding that.
And they talk about how much
whisper
they love to
talking.
Laugh.
That, yeah. Right. Like, I don't know.
I love
man.
To laugh.
Yeah.
Their whole bio is just like phrases you see on a 40-year-old woman's wall, like live, laugh, love.
Right.
Hobby Lobby.
Right. Yeah.
Stay calm. Right. Carry on.
Something from like a, yeah, something about coffee. Okay. Cause like, bitch, coffee is not a personality trait.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a Gemini.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I don't, Mercury's not in retrograde. You're just a trash person. Get the fuck out of here.
Has Mercury been in retrograde since like 2000?
Yeah, I guess. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what it means either, but everybody always says that when something goes wrong.
Yeah, you know, like Mercury's in retrograde. I'm like, when is it not? Is that just what we blame stuff on now? I don't know. Maybe
that's just how it is. Maybe, but we decided to use it.
Maybe you're just a terrible person. Did that ever come across? You ever think about
no,
that?
No. It's definitely the moon.
Yeah, it's something to do with the stars that makes me garbage.
Moon in the stars, in the stars, whatever the fuck that song is.
What song? What is that?
I think, I don't know if it's great. It's like, wherever you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Stupid joke.
All right, what do you got? Naked people, what's up next?
Yeah, we got some nudists.
Let's do it. Nudists.
They're going to pay somebody $2,000 to help them move, but so you have to be naked.
Are the people that are being moved naked also?
They are naked. I hope the guy in the picture is one of the nudists because, like,
it's kind of stacked.
You could get naked. Yeah. You could get naked for that.
Yeah, he's looking good.
But, but it's probably just like a stock photo, and
oh shit,
and you wear shoes at least.
Yeah, I feel like right.
Suck ass.
Yeah,
oh, something. Yeah, you drop a couch support on your foot or something.
Yeah, I feel like what I'd want to wear is some moving boots and like a back something with a back support. You know,
no back support. You're like covering way too much.
Some gloves.
I feel like moving stuff.
Too much
closer. Here's the thing, you have to bend over too often to move stuff.
That's, I think, kind of why they want you to be naked with them.
Let me explain something to people. Sure. how do I say this gently? Let's say a man and a woman, or a man and a man. Or a woman and a woman. Anyway, if they're making love, and so, you know, you were to go to in the as the Kama Sutra book says, doggy style. And if you bent over in that position, there's still some modesty, something. It doesn't quite open you up in different ways. When you're standing up and you bend over and lift with your legs, you open up wide downstairs. Like, oh, everything, everything is, yeah. I mean,
shit's gonna be all over the floor.
that's a very compromising position. I'm not sure that's ideal for moving.
Yeah, I just hope they find, you know, I guess there's pros and cons to both. It's like, you find a woman, there's not as much danger of like lower body injury, but I feel like there's like your little gifts upstairs are gonna get in the way. But then
did you call them your little gifts upstairs?
I didn't know what to call them because I didn't want to call them breasts. Stop it. I don't know how to
call
talk
boobs.
I'm not normal. They're gifts, right? They're not. They're not.
I mean, I think so, but I don't know.
Little gifts upstairs.
that's a fucking.
Buddy, I used to call him Wabos.
Ugh.
He's like, look at those Wabos.
Yeah.
Like,
Wabos, what the fuck is a Wabo? That's a good one.
Sounds like something a pedophile says. Those little gifts upstairs.
Stop it. But he's talking about somebody's children. Ugh. God, but on the other hand, you get a naked guy to help you out.
Yeah,
you get the muscles, but like injury wise, your little gifts downstairs. Yeah,
a lot of risk.
It's a lot of risk.
A lot of bonus too.
Yeah, right. Right.
Like, what if you like accidentally look at this dude's wife and you get a boner? Like, dead giveaway.
End tables really turned me on. Also, so we're moving a whole. Here's the thing about
guy.
Yeah. here's the thing about also moving naked, just being naked in general. Women have nice curves. They're gentle, they're soft, they have these rounded edges, and like they're pretty and have long hair. You know, like they're nice and like good features. Men are like a Swiss Army knife. They're meant for like a function. They're very pragmatic, utilitarian. They're nothing to look at. They're very like nothing about it is nice. It's just functional. Like it just serves a purpose. But like we don't have like nice hips or like an ass really. We just kind of like edges.
I feel like the male body is something that like is only comfortable to look at up close. Like you see a beautiful woman from far away, it's like, wow. But like you see a naked guy from far away, it's like,
creepy.
Yeah, like,
and then he's like starts sprinting at you too.
Yeah, and he wants that guy naked. Yeah, I mean,
I
it's
feel
just
like the upper body, and it's just yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you got it going on? Unless you have like a gut or some bullshit like me.
It just it just gets weird.
And you're bald.
It just gets worse after. It just,
sorry guys, I'm talking about my life.
It gets real, man. It gets real.
I'll be 30 next week.
30 already? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be September 9th. I'll be 30.
You doing anything for your 30th birthday?
I have no fucking idea.
Nothing to do. The world's closed.
Yeah, I'm like thought about doing shrooms, but I did that last year for my birthday, so I don't know.
Mm. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. If you're looking to get some, let me know.
All right.
We'll
be right back.
I happen to be a collector, a connoisseur of flying psilocybin. It's kind of my specialty.
Dope.
So, all right. That's it?
Yeah. Apparently they give you modesty underwear, but that's the only other
thing. What is modesty? That sounds like a Mormon thing.
That's to take your personal belongings to / from their house. So like if you go there and then you get naked and you like want to put your clothes in your car, they'll give you modesty underwear.
Is like, have you guys ever seen a nudist before?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Really?
Not in real life.
Is yeah. there like actual like they just fucking live naked?
There's like a lot of like places in Florida that have like
beaches.
Nudist colonies.
Yeah. There's a nudist colony up north called the Kinnicks. Yeah, well it's a little resort. It's called the Kinnicksick.
Yeah.
Kinnicksu. Nudist resort. They actually used to, the guy who managed it used to come on my show every year. He didn't last year, and that's the first time he hasn't come on the show since we started the show. I'm forgetting his name. Eddie something. Yeah, but they do like a run. They do a run. It's the Bear Buns run every year.
Yeah.
We were actually supposed to go do a show up there. A show naked. We were going to do a podcast naked in the steam room with them. And then I don't remember why we didn't. I'd still be down to do it. Fuck it.
I don't care. I could do that. I guess I'd have my guitar. Like, or something like that.
Whatever. Who cares? It's, we're all adults.
don't look at my parts.
Yeah, I think it was when Jay and Traz were on the show and we were all down and then something happened why we didn't. And then, just fell apart. But, yeah. All right. Well, before we get out of here, you want to play us one more song,
yeah,
Nathan?
Sure.
Let's do one more song and then we'll get out of here.
This one I wrote, it's called Maybe. I'm gonna do this really quick.
Oh, there you go. No feed, no reverb. He just took his pants off for the listeners.
I am butt naked. I am now one of the news. Maybe one day I can travel the globe with this guitar. Maybe one day I can change the world with my songs. Maybe one day I can go down in history. Yeah. Maybe one day, yep, maybe one day, y'all luck. Yeah, the shit could happen to me. Yeah, the shit could happen to me. Maybe one day you can finally quit that job, the one that you hate, or with that bitch ass of a boss. Maybe one day you can finish up them songs, yo. Maybe someday, yeah, probably, nah. Check it, fuck chasing your dreams. You gotta catch it to the motherfucker, snatch him up and put him in your pocket. Dedication is your only field of option. Cut the brakes and gas it up, cause once you start, there's no stopping. I know it's hard sometimes and everybody talks you down. Hey, gotta listen up and rise above them. They don't love it, yeah, well fuck them. Like to see them try creating something out of nothing. Do whatever it takes, yeah, to keep the motor running. Cause then maybe one day it's gonna be your music that the bumper look. Maybe one day I can travel the globe with this guitar, yeah. Maybe one day I can change the world with my songs. Maybe one day I can go down in history, yeah. Maybe
one day, yep, maybe one day, yo, look, yeah, the shit could happen to me. Yeah, the shit could happen to me. Maybe one day you can finally say, fuck it, I've had enough of it. I'm doing what I want, let's end that discussion. Cause honestly, it bothers me when people that you love are telling you doing what you love should be a hobby. And that's the problem, see, cause I was taught to believe to be who you wanna be. And now I don't fucking wanna be or something that you thought I'd be. And I'm so sorry, that's just honesty. Understand this music shit's a part of me. No more wasting time, gonna do things right. I'm gonna take control, this is my life. If you don't like, you can take a hike and say goodbye. I'm totally focused on the moment. Positive eyes will keep me going. Can't slow down and stop for no. Don't got time for all that bullshit. Fully committed, I turn on my vision. I'm getting so close on the reaching the finish. Cause what I put in it is making me feeling like I go down as one of the illest and maybe known as one of the realest as possible to becoming the greatest. And what I created, man, that'd be crazy. For now, y'all can say is this. Maybe one day I can travel the globe with this guitar, yeah. Maybe one day I can change the world with my songs. Maybe one day I can go down in history, yeah. Maybe one day, yeah, maybe one day, yo, look, yeah, the shit could happen to me. Yeah, shit could happen to me. Yeah, shit could happen to me. Yeah, shit could happen to me. Yo, yo. Yeah, the shit's gonna happen to me.
All right. There you go. Thank you very much, Nathan Chartrey. Guys, be sure to check him out at the Idaho Speedway in North State Line, Idaho, on September 12th. What time is that?
Oh, shit. I think it's like...
Just go there all day, man. Just go hang out.
It's like an after party. It's like after the race.
Okay, cool. Like so, you know, just go for the races and hang out after. And tell people again where they can find you on social media.
You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, iTunes, all the streaming services and whatnot, and YouTube.
All right. Check it out, guys. Find him and follow him. Go see a show. And when the world opens back up, go see him perform live. Yeah. He's got his new album will be coming soon. We'll get you updates as soon as we hear something. We'll get you some updates on that too. Guys, as for me, let's see, there are some dates come back on the calendar, a bunch of stuff. Well, not a bunch, it's kind of some bunch of stuff. It's a little different than it was before, but we do have some live stand-up dates in Shooters on September 25th. I'll be at the Globe in Spokane, Washington on October 2nd, and some more dates in Idaho and Montana. Also, you can find me every Wednesday at the Spokane Comedy Club hosting trivia. So come down to the Comedy Club. And I've got a couple virtual shows, game shows, and things I'm doing. I'll be on this Sunday on with Luke Severide and Greg Beechler. Check that out. And then I'm going to be doing a show with Josh Firesign and Ken Hamlet, some great comics. That's coming up on the 28th. I'll get you some more information on that soon. Sophie, you got anything going on?
You can find me at the Comedy Club, slanging milkshakes.
I want to talk to you about the show at the Globe. I want to see if you want to do that with me.
Okay. If I can do the show at the Globe, you can find me at the Globe on September 22nd.
October 2nd.
October 2nd.
That's right.
With these.
And
are you guys like gonna be doing comedy performing?
Yeah, I'll just talk about it, and then so Sophie will already know when we talk about it after the show. The Globe used to be a club downtown, still same venue, same owners, but with social distancing and inability to do club nights, they're pivoting and doing entertainment. But we can't do live entertainment in Washington State, so. What we're doing is they have a whole studio downstairs in their basement. It's pretty dope. It's got a green screen, multiple cameras. It's like a whole setup. I mean, they've got like this whole crazy production monitor system, like two, three production assistants, cameramen, multiple cameras. It's crazy. And they're doing drag shows live down there and projecting them up to the TVs upstairs.
Where everyone's at,
upstairs. So they're doing that. They were going to start doing music, and they wanted to add comedy into the rotation. And they kind of gave me a lot of autonomy to do whatever I wanted with this show. So I didn't want to do just a straight stand-up comedy show. We were going to do comedy, We're going to do some stand-up, but we're going to make it a kind of a variety show to keep the audience engaged. We're going to play... This time, we're going to do... We may do multiple games, but we're going to at least do the game off the cuff. Sophie, did you ever do that when we did it at the Riddler?
Oh, where you like pull a topic out of the jar and then you have to do a bit about it?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I fucking failed. I got too drunk. My dad was there and I got nervous, I drank a lot and then I bombed and then he never said you did good. He said, it was really brave to get up there.
Oh, yeah, it was. Fuck, that one, that's
like cruise lines it anyway kind of thing. Or something.
Yeah, so what I do is before, because I want to, since it's live, but we're not with them necessarily, like in the same room, to keep them engaged, I want them to write suggestions down. They write a word or a phrase, and that will take turns pulling them out randomly. You don't know what they are, and you just have to kind of create a bit on it. So we'll all do our, like, 10 to 15 minutes of stand-up, then we'll go into the
improv.
Right, the improv and,
awesome.
Do that.
I love improv stuff. Yeah. I'm a drama kid. So
there you go. Yeah. Well, October 2nd at the Globe, we'll be doing that. It's going to be a fun show. Rob Wentz will be there also. I've got a couple other people I'm looking at. That'll be more information coming by the end of the week on that. So check it all out. But otherwise, guys, go find Nathan. Go to his show. Tune in next week. We have actually next episode. We mentioned him a couple times already. I think Willie Woostix is on the next episode.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, right. He's coming back in studio. So, all right, guys, for the Social Hour, I am Deese. And for Sophie and for Nathan, thank you very much, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to Brazil, Maverick Gas Stations, Louisiana, dating apps, the Japanese, and Safeway. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Hasoji Aoji.